This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Last night's State of the Union speech was all about the American perspective. President Obama focused on income inequality, wages, jobs, and the U.S. middle class. We wanted to get a sense of how the speech is being received in the rest of the world. So we're joined by the BBC's economics correspondent, Andrew Walker. Good morning.
Good morning, Lizzie.
Well, the State of the Union's dominating the news here in the U.S., but it was a very domestic-focused State of the Union. I want to play a quick clip from it for you, and then let's talk about it.
We need to work together on tools like bipartisan trade promotion authority to protect our workers, protect our environment, and open new markets to new goods stamped made in the USA.
Yeah, that was about as far as we got in terms of doing business overseas. Any ripples over there about this speech?
Well, I have to say, I struggled to find much coverage at all on this side of the pond. Basically, a much bigger American story, for the most part, has been the death of Pete Seeger.
Wow. I mean, that really gives you a sense that this was very much a speech focused on domestic American policy. One thing that I'm curious about, he did talk about reforming our surveillance programs. Those are his words. Do you think that will resonate in Europe?
Yes, to some degree. I mean, the specific remarks that he made in the speech have not been extensively covered, but it's undoubtedly a very important theme, particularly insofar as the surveillance has extended to European leaders. But I think there are other priorities on the day. And if you look at financial markets, what's worrying them there? Certainly it is something in the United States, but it's the Fed. It's not the State of the Union.
The BBC's economics correspondent, Andrew Walker in London. Thank you so much.
My pleasure, Lizzie.